السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز والفرقان المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون؟ صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من خرج طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected brothers and elders and sisters and most respected scholars, it does not behove me to stand here and in front of such prestigious individuals to speak, but as they say, al-amr fawq al-adab, the command, the hukum for me to speak has been ordained, so I am here speaking even though it is not my place. Alhamdulillah, it's a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have collected here and to share in this great occasion of completion of a course, where the graduates will be in front of you and they will be finishing this curriculum design so that we can bring this deen not into our life but also be the means of propagating it to others. The graduate itself, what is a graduate, right? You see, in universities, schools and institutions outside of our Islamic schools, a graduate is one who has completed a course, successful completion of a course. Here, the difference in a graduate is very subtle, it's different. In a university or in the secular sciences, a person, especially when those who get up and talk about, hey, we have graduated now, we're moving forward, we're moving on to bigger and better things, we're now moving towards advancement, now we're going to take what we have learned and enhance it. When we look at graduation, I look at these moments that we're sharing right now, it's actually the opposite. It is not that the person who's coming later is more advanced or getting better and better. As Rasulullah has mentioned, those who are closest to me, they're the best. Then the ones after them, then the ones after them. It is our connection to Rasulullah going all the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that connection, as further and further our generations go away from that connection, the less and less khair there is. Those who have the most khair are the closest. This graduation is to signify our connection with these scholars, so that we don't think we're moving on, but rather we're taking them with us and we're remembering them and remembering such institutions, so we move forward not thinking that we're advancing or we're better, but rather we're taking that knowledge that we have taken and putting it into our life and benefiting ourselves and the whole humanity. My dear respected brothers and elders and sisters in Islam, this knowledge, alhamdulillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a narration that all of us are familiar with, that the one who goes out, man kharaja fi talab al-ilm, the one who goes out for this attaining of knowledge, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, he's in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he returns. The institution that we are here for, and those that are now graduating today, and which some of us are teaching, they're changing the dynamics of just the applicability of this hadith. Kharaja, where it's thought to what? That people traversing, going the distance and traveling miles and miles upon different countries, different lands, to seek this knowledge. And they are in the path of Allah until they return. Here, what are these institutions doing? They're giving us an avenue to become a part of this hadith just by sitting at home. just by sitting at home, totally changing the dynamics of this of this knowledge. How is it that we will not be able to? We witness these things. We witness that this institution is taking place, and these kind of institutions are evolving, and we're not taking part of that. This is a lesson for not only the students that are here, but for all those who can become students, even if it's one course, even if it's two, whatever it is, to take out that time. I'm sure all of us, if we were to sit down and look, how much time in the day do I spend on different things? I can find that there's numerous hours I can spend in attaining the knowledge of the deen. Alhamdulillah, through the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these institutions are here. Where we can become not kharaja, we physically come out. We're not physically walking out or walking out the door or traveling the distance, but we can come out mentally, spiritually. We can come out of the environments that are inside our homes, the things that are distracting us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are taking us away from the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can come out of that and instead apply our time in these types of institutions. Last but not least, the knowledge that we attain while being in this gathering and in the future, no matter where we are, we have to understand what a responsibility that is. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask, you know, how much knowledge did you attain? Rather, the question is, from the knowledge that we attained, how much did we apply? How much did we apply? That's significant. Ali radiallahu anhu mentions in a poem, he says, رَأَيْتُ لِعِلْمَ فِي الْأَشْرَافِ شَرَفًا وَفِي الْأَرْذَالِ صَارَ مَقْبُوهًا وَذَمًّا كَمَا الْمُزْنِ فِي الْأَصْدَافِ دُرًّا وَفِي فِي آفَاءِ صَارَ سُمًّا. He compares that this knowledge, I saw it in the noble people. I saw this knowledge being ennobled, raised. And I saw the same knowledge in the degenerate, debased people. I saw it being degraded. And then he makes it analogous, compares it to the water coming from the sky. That water coming from the sky is like knowledge. And he says, when this drop of water, this drop of rain, goes into the mouth of a clam, it turns into a pearl. And yet this same drop of water, when it goes into the mouth of a snake, it turns into poison. The knowledge is the same, but how we apply it, how we bring it into our life, that's critical. So we take this as a responsibility. I encourage all of us to not only think, my son, my daughter, my niece, my nephew, my cousin, to join this institution, but rather ask myself, if I'm not able to come out, if I'm not able to physically move and travel for the sake of the deen and become a student of knowledge, why can I not at least move out mentally, spiritually, sit in my home and attain and take benefit from such a knowledge and enroll myself? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq and all of us the tawfiq to be a part of this.